Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me today, CEO and founder of Voice Today, Angela Williams. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Twanda.
Good to have you. Good to have you. First of all, talk about Voice Today and what it is and why you created it.
Well, Voice Today, I came out of my own pain and a passion to make sure that no child ever suffered the way I suffered at the hands of my stepfather, 14 years of just tormenting physical and sexual abuse. So it's really been a calling on my life, but our vision is to break the silence in the cycle of child sexual abuse, and our mission is to provide advocacy, awareness, prevention, and healing programs, because this is a stigma in our society. It's silenced. It's silenced in families. We see in our media that perpetrators are immediately mm-hmm. protected, that our laws certainly don't hold them accountable for these crimes, that children are discredited in a court of law. Less than 4% of cases actually get prosecuted. So there is a great need that Voice Today is answering. One is to provide prevention, to create a vigilant society, to know the signs and symptoms and unhealthy relationships and how to intervene. So one is a prevention arm. And then secondly, I believe our society inadvertently, because of the discomfort with talking about the mm-hmm. issue, mm-hmm. lacks compassion and aftercare programs and understanding. And there's a great deal of research that shows just how much victims suffer for a lifetime until they get some intervention of healing.
You know, I like you, I know that you cannot go in a room of women where probably more than half the room mm-hmm. has not been molested or abused in some form or fashion.
And men who are even more silenced by shame. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously their masculinity has been challenged. But, you know, females abuse too. They abuse men and women. That's about 10%. Just to give your listeners some concept of what we're dealing with, the CDC reports that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will mm-hmm. be sexually abused before they're 18, and only 1 in 10 will ever tell. Wow. The median age is 9 years old, mm-hmm. and 93% of the time it's someone that the child knows, loves, and trusts. So therefore, it's someone that the parents knows, loves, and trusts. But yet, even further disturbing is 60% of that abuse, of that 93%, happens within the home, mm-hmm. with a father, stepfather, boyfriend, and the child is never safe.
You know, and back in the day, I know when my mom and her 8 siblings were raised, there was some incest. And this happened a lot in the 40s and the 20s and forever. But they couldn't talk about it then. It was covered up. Nobody talked about it. It was the
family
secret.
Well, it's biblical times. I think when you read what David said with the rape of Tamar, mm-hmm. that we will never speak of this.
Right.
And so I really think there was a curse of silence spoken over this. And I think it's very much a spiritual warfare, mm-hmm. and it's an evil that once children are victimized, they are at higher risk to be re-victimized. They're at a higher risk to have psychological disorders and physical chronic health issues. So I think it's just an epidemic that our society refuses to deal with. I mean, I say all the time, we're saving the whales, we're saving the earth. We're, you know, why don't we save our children?
Right.
What is wrong with us?
Right. You know, and you're talking about boys and men, and I fostered boys for about 4 years, and sibling groups. And one particular sibling group I had, out of the 4, 3 of them had been molested by a cousin, and then the cousin made them molest each other. Mm-hmm. And one in particular, I remember him just coming to me crying. He had to be 10 by that time, and he said, "Mom, am I gay?" I mean, mm-hmm. he said, because
there's definitely some identity issues.
Yeah.
And it's it impacts, and I think there's not enough research, not enough money mm-hmm. for research to really determine, you know, really what happens in the brain, and the changes in the brain and the changes in chemistry, you know, in a child's body. Mm-hmm. But there's a high prevalence of those that have identity confusion that have been sexually molested. And I think, too, there's not even a consistent definition across this country to determine. A lot of people don't, they think if it doesn't have penetration, then it wasn't sexual abuse, but yet children's innocence are taken in so many different ways. So if you can't tell, I'm a huge advocate. I'm a huge warrior, a crusader for this cause. In trying to help people understand, we cannot ignore this issue anymore. We have to face it with courage, and we have to stand up, and we have to battle for the next generation, because we're losing them.
Let's talk about how we do that, especially as parents. When your child comes to you and says, he touched me, whether it's daddy, uncle, brother, whoever it is, I know, you know, first of all, you're shocked. you don't know how to feel, but getting beyond that pride issue and that shame issue, what should a parent do?
We have got some wonderful resources on our website at voicetoday.org, but we teach you how to do reflective listening, because the most important thing is at that moment the child is believed, is heard, is made to feel that they're safe, is made to feel affirmed that they have told. I think our instinct is to panic, is to cry, is to scream, but you have to remain calm so the child will feel safe because they've been in a very dangerous situation, and they've been groomed to believe that their life is at danger, those that they love's life is at danger. So do the reflective listening, get as much information as you can, and immediately call 911 or Child Protective Services, because I tell people all the time, if your child is shot and bleeding in the living room, you're going to call for help. And this is no different, because that child needs to be immediately interviewed by an expert in the forensic field to be able to capture the testimony, to capture the evidence that they need, and all of that timing is critical that it happen as soon as possible. And the child doesn't get interviewed, or you don't try to do the investigation. You know, you have to let the authorities do the work that they're trained to do. And I believe there's a lot of distrust in our system, and I tell people all the time, it's not a perfect system, but it's the only one we have, so we have to depend on that.
Angela, what do we look for? We see children in our environment every day who have been abused, who are being abused, who are going through it as we speak, and yet we see the signs, but we don't see the signs. So what are we looking for?
Well, you're looking for a drastic change in a child's behavior that you cannot explain. Unfortunately, we talked about the median age of sexual abuse being 9 years old, so a lot of parents want to write it off as being puberty, as being a phase. So that's the first kind of clue, is one day they act one way, the next day they act a different way. We want to pick up on clues where they're uncomfortable around adults. We want to monitor adult and child activity and make sure that we ask how the time spent was, whether it's music lessons or an outing with another family member. We want to pay close attention of the child's eye contact, and we want to look for obvious signs: bedwetting, urinary tract infections, depression, anger, acting out, fear, night terrors. Bedwetting. All of these are signs and symptoms, and I don't want to alarm your listeners, so any one of these is not a direct indicator, but it's certainly cause for concern and cause for you to ask more questions. And the simple questions you can ask is, honey, has anyone made you feel uncomfortable? Is there anyone that you're, you know, afraid to be with? Has anyone threatened you? Has anyone asked you to keep a secret? And just reaffirm that you're a safe person. That is, if someone has touched them inappropriately, it is never their fault, no matter what that abuser has told them, and that you can protect them and you can protect yourself. Because oftentimes, and I speak from experience, a child is just walking around in this paralyzed fear that and false responsibility for someone else's safety.
Right, because they will tell you, don't tell, I'm going to hurt your mom, I'm going to hurt your dad.
My stepfather for 14 years threatened killing my mom if I opened my mouth, and that's a pretty heavy burden to take as a child. My abuse started at age 3, so there was never a safe day in my life.
Your book, and where she's speaking her life, but she told it, she shared with us in her transparency, in a book called From Sorrows to Sapphires, and I was telling her before we got on, I had to get myself together. Because it's so much like a lot of our stories and some of mine, as far as abuse, maybe not the sexual abuse, but it was abuse. Mm-hmm. And so hard to read about a child. You're thinking 3 years old, 2 years old, and you're doing that to a child? My
and
God.
Yet, I'm one out of every four children's eyes that we look into today that's
yes.
happening to.
Yes.
Before I forget, I have put a special promotion out there for your listeners, and they can go to AngelaKWilliams.com, mm-hmm. and they can download my book free today. At the very scroll down to the bottom. So we're going to make that available for anyone that would like a free download of From Sorrows to Sapphires, AngelaKWilliams.com.
Yeah, get ready to get your hankies because it's, I mean, I've probably read 100 pages into it. And, you know, I see the how you made yourself happy, how you told yourself that there was some good in all of this. And I guess we all do that in our minds, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think innately children are optimists.
Mm-hmm.
And I think innately children have a way of going into that imaginative world.
Yes.
I think our medical community sometimes calls that DID, dissociative identity
mm-hmm.
disorder.
Mm-hmm.
But I firmly believe that God gives us a place to go in our mind that
yeah.
we can survive this. If you think of being tormented, raped, sodomized, exposed to pornography, you know, day in and day out,
mm-hmm.
You have to find a safe place within your mind.
Absolutely.
And for me, that was my imaginative world. And I praise God that I had that place to go, that I could escape just the horror of what I was
mm-hmm.
living every day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I know that's hard to hear, but this is the reality that children are facing every day around
every day.
Us. And yet we are just totally blind to it.
Mm-hmm.
We just choose to look the other way. And we can't do that anymore. We cannot. If it means that we have to expose this in our families,
yes.
if it means we have to expose this in our churches, in our schools, in our Boy Scouts, in our Girl Scouts, we cannot continue to protect the perpetrators and expect anything to be different.
Right, because we're spoiling, we're ruining a generation of bright and beautiful children who are going to be adults dealing with this. You began to deal with this as an adult.
Yes, it was very hard. I married a wonderful man
mm-hmm.
and yet tried to push every button he had because I thought everyone who'd ever loved me left me, and I just put him in that same mix that he would be no different.
Mm-hmm.
And so my first part of my marriage was very tumultuous, but I praise God I had a man that stood, that loved me, that tried to understand me, that was patient with me. But I think we can only look at our divorce rate now at 62% and know that a lot of marriages are dealing with some very serious
That's
trauma
right.
that has not been resolved.
Mm-hmm.
So Voice Today has a lot of tools for that. We've written a book called True Intimacy that they can find at voicetoday.org to help couples navigate this. You're going to be triggered. You're going to have horrific triggering in your mind of
mm-hmm.
memories and body sensations. And, you know, people have to have a place to unpack that, and they have to have a safe place and somebody to understand that in compassion. And I think our society just doesn't understand the kind of compassion that's needed for this kind of trauma. I mean, really, the victim is like somehow they think they were consensual when even they were a little child.
Yeah.
And children cannot
consent
to this.
Exactly, exactly. On the website on Voice Today, you have some featured workbooks. Courage to Speak, Blasting the Barriers of Silence, and then Single Parenting, Tough Talk to Tender Hearts, I think is so important. And you also give points, Power of Protection. And I love that because we have to be able to talk to our kids. I remember talking to my boys about, you know, good touch, bad touch, your space, your personal space, all of that. And you talk about this in a video on the front page of voicetoday.org.
Well, it's our goal at Voice Today to provide as many resources, as many tools as parents, aunts,
mm-hmm.
uncles, grandparents need to be able to have this conversation. We are a resource. They could always pick up the phone and call us if they're concerned. Our number is on our website at voicetoday.org. But what we want to do is create a movement called the Voice Movement
mm-hmm.
that is really a platform for really survivors of any type of abuse to stand together and say no more.
No
and not
more.
On my watch
mm-hmm.
am I going to let stand by and let a child be sexually abused, and I'm going to learn everything I can to be vigilant, and I'm going to learn how to be compassionate and how to help in the healing and recovery of a survivor, mm-hmm. because we just are looking for a safe place to bond, to trust, to unwind, and honestly, we do push buttons. I mean, survivors don't trust, and we are afraid of getting hurt again. Mm-hmm. So I think to understand that component, to be able to befriend or to have a survivor as your soulmate, you're going to have to understand that. And my book hopefully helps in that dynamic. It helps in that understanding. It helps to see that I wasn't a crazy person. I was a hurting person.
Right, right. You know? Exactly, exactly. And you know, talk about the benefit of therapy, of however
mental,
you do that.
Mental health is a great component, right. Mental health care. Mm-hmm. And I think, unfortunately, in our society, it's a great expense. So we really encourage, in addition to that, to join a support group. Mm-hmm. Voice Today has a support group. Mm-hmm. It's peer-led, peer-driven. Voice Today has healing weekends where we go and we give you an opportunity in a safe place to be able to share, to be able to have workshops on boundaries, on trusting again, on relationships. They are faith-centered, Christ-centered weekends. Mm-hmm. But I think we all, even if we haven't been abused, we kind of question, you know, sometimes, God, where are you and where were you in this hard time? So we just try to help them understand that God loved them and loves them today,
right.
And is very much concerned about them and their healing and their happiness and their hope and their joy. And so these are beautiful weekends that we've been doing since 2009, and we've seen lives transformed.
Phenomenal, phenomenal. One thing we haven't really touched on is the grooming, and you have a workbook mm-hmm. called The Grooming Mystery, mm-hmm. Unmasking the Sex Offender. This is something that we all really need to read.
Well, I think what is so hurtful is the betrayal, mm-hmm. because, as I said, 93% of the time, the child knows, loves, and trusts their mm-hmm. abuser. Mm-hmm. And if we think about the median age of 9, that child does not have the car keys to be going and being in situations where the abuser is. So they're close in your family network, in your church, in your community. So that's really the betrayal. So what we have to identify is not so much what a perpetrator looks like, but how a perpetrator acts.
That's
and
right.
So we want to teach you, what are some of their actions? Mm-hmm. Most of them are very narcissistic. They are concerned about power and control. They will push the boundaries of a child through affirmations, through tickle, through some type of innocent touch.
Mm-hmm.
They'll gauge how far they can go, and they'll go a little further. And sometimes they'll do it in your presence.
Yeah.
And you'll get that sick feeling, that uh-oh feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell parents all the time that your instinct is 100% correct. If you feel like someone is not safe for your child, they are not safe for your child. And it does not matter if it's your brother, your uncle,
that's
your
right.
best
that's
friend. And then we have to be concerned of where we're sending our children, what
mm-hmm.
homes we're sending
mm-hmm.
them into, and who is in that home. You know, if they go next door to play with little Johnny, well, is little Johnny's uncle visiting,
exactly.
or is his brother home
mm-hmm.
from college,
mm-hmm.
and has he brought a friend with him? So I think we really are very oblivious to where the risks are. So we try to teach you where some of those hidden risks could be for your child.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I always say, yeah, you may know Johnny's parents, but what about the other people that come into the home? You don't know those people. And so, you know, I didn't let my kids go and spend the night with anybody when they were growing up. I also have you're supporting the Fish Back to School Blast. And
would love for you to come out and cover it. We're going to have a full day concert, a full day of kids' activities. Our characters, Gracie and Grant, will be there. We'll be giving away our Gracie Finds Her Voice books and some other of our Find Your mm-hmm. Voice programs. And we'll have great entertainment. Voice Today has had a beautiful relationship with the music industry, and they have written
mm-hmm.
some songs for us. And so some of those will be performed the first time that night, that day. It's a full-day event. So, there again, bringing prevention into the community.
That's right.
Bringing opportunity for to give their children powerful voices
mm-hmm.
and teach those children firsthand how to have a powerful voice. And that's what it's all about, teaching our children about personal boundaries and personal power and personal safety.
Mm-hmm.
And those are messages that I don't think adults really know how to teach their children.
But we need to learn. And Breaking the Silence and Cycle of Child Sexual Abuse, and exploitation. Angela Williams joins us today. The website is voicetoday.org, and you can see the Back to School Blast information there as well as so much more information, prevention, awareness, healing, how you can donate, how you can help.
No, we need a lot of help. Please camp out there for a minute.
Yeah.
this is an issue that people are very leery to give to. Mm-hmm. They almost feel like sometimes it's leprosy, or they've had some experience that they don't want to deal with, and it's just a tough issue to be a part of. So I'm just pleading for people to support this work. It is so important. You know, we helped rescue a child last night out of a very dangerous situation, and we're in the trenches working, and it's a way that you can impact life just immediately with hope and healing and for their future. So I just ask for the support because we desperately need it. We just go by faith.
Absolutely. Absolutely. VoiceToday.org is where you need to go. Angela Williams is the CEO and founder. Thank you so much for all of your work, and God honors your labor of sacrifice.
Twanda,
and
you
love.
Are amazing. I appreciate you giving us this platform today.
Thank you.